Good morning.
What do you make of the dog attack in Fort St. John?
There's a number of questions that aren't answered yet, particularly who is the owner of the dog. The RCMP have been very slow to let the public have any information about the case. In fact, they didn't allow the media to have any information about the case until the actual owners of the dogs that were attacked, the people that were attacked, called the media themselves.
So why does this matter to you?
Why does this matter to me? This matters to me because people are being killed and people are being mutilated, and because it's not unusual and it's unique to pit bulls.
The RCMP are not releasing the breed of this dog, although we do know it was a pit bull in this instance. What do you think about that decision?
I think that the owners need to be accountable, and I think they need to be named, and I think as much information as possible needs to come out. We need to know, was he a breeder? Was he or she involved in dog fighting? There's a lot of ramifications to this. Why are they straying? Why would they be out on their own chasing and culling animals? That's a big question.
So is the problem then with the breed of dog or possibly with the owners?
The problem is definitely with the breed of dog. There are more pit bull attacks by any other type of dog, up to 15 times as many attacks in some areas. I know from Freedom of Information requests that I've done myself. In Vancouver, for example, there were 21 attacks on people and 19 attacks on animals by pit bull type dogs in 2014, almost twice as many as the next highest breed. There were an additional 37 attacks by pit bulls that weren't followed up by the city of Vancouver. Most pit bull attacks are not reported by the media. The police and animal control do not release the fact that there have been pit bull attacks. And I think there are many more than the media do cover. And the media cover 30 to 50 fatal and disfiguring attacks every single month. I think there could be hundreds or thousands.
What do you want done then with pit bulls currently in BC?
Well, I think that some of the northern communities are on the right track. In Fort Nelson, they're banned completely from town limits, and they have been for 25 years. And in Prince George, they're also restricted. Some of the town councils, like in Castlegar, the license fee for a pit bull is $1,000 compared to $15 to $30 for other breeds. So a number of city councils are taking measures to try to deter people from owning them in the first place.
There are some that would argue that what this breed needs is rehabilitation, that in fact pit bulls can be friendly pets just like any other dog.
They can be, but 48% of people killed by pit bulls in 2014 were family members. The majority of incidents are on relatives and owners themselves. These are well-loved, well-trained, you know, well-looked-after pit bulls. They're opportunists. As soon as they're looked after by a stranger or they're in the care of a friend or a neighbor, as soon as a mother turns her back, they're opportunists and they will take advantage of it. Breed-neutral laws are not the solution. The owners can't be expected to be accountable for their pit bulls 24 hours a day. You know, all it takes is a second for a pit bull. There's not usually any warning signs. They're much more severe than attacks by other dogs. They can rarely be stopped once they're started. In this current case in Fort St. John, I think at least three shots had to be fired to stop one of the pit bulls. You know, owners cannot stop an attack. Bystanders cannot stop an attack. Victims cannot stop an attack. These are very determined, very vicious dogs. Once they start an attack, it's pretty well game over unless somebody can shoot it. Tasers often don't work.
Mia Johnson, I appreciate you joining me today.
Thank you for asking.
Mia Johnson is a member of the National Pit Bulls Victims Awareness Coalition. We reached her by phone this morning. We turn it to you. How do you feel about pit bulls in BC? What, if any, restrictions should these dogs face? You can email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Call us on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932, or we're on Facebook and Twitter, @DaybreakNorth.